Good morning, and welcome to Wednesday of the longest week in the year. This week is the beginning of a new school year, new classes, new schedules, perhaps new living conditions, new classmates, perhaps new roommates too. I hope it has been a good beginning for all of you. We pause a moment this morning to hear the evangelist Mark, chapter 1, verse 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In Jesus' name, beloved of God, what kind of year is beginning this week? I hope, and I think we all hope, for a year in which no one will go to bed hungry? And wouldn't it be something if no one got sick this year? If no one came down with a fever all year? If no one suffered pains of body or of mind, as the hymn writer puts it? Does anybody think it will be that kind of year? Don't we rather know that there will be challenges, perhaps even greater challenges than homesickness the first week of school? Challenges because of our own weaknesses, and challenges because of the weakness of those around us. Yes, even our own friends, and sometimes that hurts the worst. There will be challenges and temptations because of the thorns and thistles, because of the wretched state of this world, with or without afternoon thunderstorms. The evangelist Mark knew, before he ever dipped his pen into the ink, what kind of challenges he would be writing about. He would be writing about hunger, about sickness, fever, leprosy, paralysis, demons, mental anguish, children dying, families hurting, churches robbed, and churches robbing, innocence suffering, the foe in triumph shouting. And yet, Mark starts his book by calling it the beginning of the gospel, that is, good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus, the anointed Messiah, himself would face storms of opposition, betrayal by his closest friends, unimaginable pain, and ignominious death, all while he proclaimed the good news and overcame everything for you and me. Yes, we are sinners today, will be tomorrow, just as we were yesterday. We will have tearful times when we're tempted to think that our Savior can't or won't ever help us. And we will have cheerful times when we're tempted to forget we ever needed our best and kindest friend. But thank God, the story is not all about us. This is the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He who lived in the glory of heaven gave it up to come to the campus of this earth, to become the Son of Man, one of us. Jesus Christ makes all the difference. Yes, we need to pass through afflictions in this life, fierce storms, rainy days, even here at Emmanuel. But the good news is Jesus Christ, whose cross of pain and sorrow has become the symbol of life and peace with God. Now he lives to take every single one of our pains and make them serve our good. Think, for example, of the little child who suffers some pain to teach him to obey his parents. Should he be spared that, so that when he goes away to school, he automatically resists his teachers and other figures of authority? And then when he is no longer in school, his poor record makes many job opportunities unavailable to him, and doors begin to slam in his face. Now he suffers far greater pain than that little child would have received at the hands of loving parents keeping him in line. In this and many other ways, God can take the pains and sorrows of this life, even the ones that we have brought upon ourselves, and make them serve for our good as he brings us to our eternal home. In spite of all the trouble that Mark had to report to the Roman Christians in his book, yet his goal and purpose in his book was not to report the trouble, but to bring to them the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the splendor of his deep, deep love. You and your teachers, believe it or not, have come to school to gain knowledge. But there is something greater than knowledge. And that is, as Mark's teacher Paul put it, that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. With Jesus at our side, it will be a good news year. Hymn 760, stanzas 1, 4, and 5, the first stanza and the last two stanzas.